What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the Extermination Express shows no signs of slowing down. With how the modern woman has been allowed to become and how they've been allowed to act with no consequences, it is in fact speeding up. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just watch, gentlemen. More and more cars are going to be added to this train, i.e. coffin cars. Now, this article was published on the 17th of January. Buckeye man identified after allegedly confessing to shooting and terminating his wife. Rudy Tootie, Mr. Shooty. The Buckeye Police Department says a husband is behind bars after he shot and terminated his wife and confessed to the crime on Tuesday morning. Buckeye Police say that 54-year-old Herselin Mayo showed up at police headquarters near Yuma and Dean Roads at around 4:45 a.m. and said he shot his wife at his home after the two fought. Well, what do we have here, gentlemen? Another man who had simply gotten tired. 54 years old. Why waste time going on the run? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Officers then went to his house near Verado Way and Yuma Road and found 52-year-old Sharon Mayo shot to death. No one else was inside the home. Detectives later said Herselin drove to a relative's house before going to the police department. He was later arrested on deletion charges. It's unclear what the fight was about. Well, obviously, the fight was serious enough for him to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. How long were they married? Yeah, other questions that might shed a little light on why this man decided to put on the mask. But yeah, all in all, this man had finally said enough was enough. You said or done something that was so egregious to me, I decided to take matters into my own hands. And then after the deed was done, I went to turn myself in. Gotta think, gentlemen. Gotta think. Another man who decided, you know what? I'd rather spend the rest of my life in a cage than another moment with you. Quote unquote. It's kind of crazy and surreal because like nothing happens around here. It is quiet. Keandre Moore, a neighbor, said, quote unquote, the most you hear is kids being kids outside. You don't walk outside your house to hear that somebody got deleted five houses down from your house. Another neighbor spoke to the tragedy of the situation. Quote unquote, for the community, it is alarming that guns are easily accessible. the rate of violence against women has increased. Well, Miss Sierra LaFond, how about this? How about women return to the old ways of, I don't know, shutting the fuck up? How about women return to the ways of actually de-escalating situations? How about women saying, you know what? Let's calm down. Let's talk about this like adults. Instead of saying, I'm going to overtalk you. I'm going to get into my emotions. And there's nothing you can do about it. But you're going to take what I have to say. Oh, no, 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 no. Men of today have decided, you know what? I'm not going to take what is tantamount to psychological and emotional abuse from you. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. Yeah. She goes on to say there are inequities all around, and it is unfortunate that someone lost their life. Once again, let me reiterate this. How about the modern woman actually relearn how to be women, how to be ladies, how to not be aggressive? This woman is 52 years old. What the hell is she doing arguing with her husband at that age? They should be able to sit down like adults and discuss what is going on between them. But oh, no, 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 ladies. You think you can be in a man's world and try to match his aggression. But we have this little bitty thing that's inside of our minds called the killer instinct. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want that to happen. You don't want that man to finally see you as the bane of his existence. Because we all know what's going to happen after that man decides that you have become the bane of his existence. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact. I gotta give that one a 5 also, since they were the only ones in the house when it went down. And for the brutality factor. He obviously shot her multiple times, so I gotta give that one a 10 as well. So, Hersaline, Hitman Mayo gets a score of 30. As much as men have tried to warn women of their behavior, how this society continues to let them think that there's an invisible force field that's going to keep the man that they piss off of them, that the police are just going to instantly show up. No, ladies, no. The only thing that keeps you safe is a man's restraint. However, you women have become so adept at trying to push that man to his line, that way you can make yourself a victim. Yeah, more and more men are saying, you know what? I'm going to go all the way. You've driven me to that point of no return. So yeah, yeah, time to take matters into my own hands. So we have another man who finally said he was tired. He didn't try to go on the run. He went to the police station and said, yep, I did it. So yeah, yeah. He said to himself, you know what? You've become the bane of my life, so I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to put myself into the cage, but I'm going to put your ass in that pine box. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, who continue to believe that you can match a man's aggression through argument, through thinking that you can stand your ground against a man instead of actually de-escalating the situation. Oh, you better believe this and get it through your thick skulls. The power that you think you have over that man has gone out. Feminism and the belief that you have this invisible force field around you, this veil of protection, has gone out right along with it, because more and more men are starting to let you see the true savage nature of what us men are capable of when we finally decide to break our chains of restraint. And yeah, ladies, yeah, it's going to be a bad day for you. And as a matter of fact, that might be the final day for you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.